Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Dave Engel. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Pachioric moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Williams. Pachioric moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner takes first base on ball four. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Laudner moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. Engel moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Kemp moves to third. Tom Pachioric is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioric is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pachioric hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti is hit by the pitch. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Gary Gaetti. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing second base. John Castano now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Engel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lafleur. Engel reaches second base with a double. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Lafleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lafleur is 0 for 2 in the game. Lafleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bernazard moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Luzinski goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Salome Barojas now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Engel strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Twins, 4, White Sox, 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milburn. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Almon applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Felton now pitching. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Patchy Orrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Patchy Orrick reaches third base with a triple. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Baines reaches second base with a double. Patchy Orrick scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vance Law now playing third base. Mike Squires now playing first base. Jesu Vega pinch hits for John Castano. Jesu Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Barojas covering, for the out. One out. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Fado pinch runs for Randy Johnson. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fado moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Engel hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.